Good morning, gardening friends, and welcome once again to WOAI's Daily Lawn and Garden Program. And it's my pleasure to serve as your host. I'm Bill McReynolds. September has brought some excellent rains over a broad area of San Antonio, South Texas, and the Hill Country. Makes our gardening even more pleasant. So we hope you're in the gardening. This is the time to get that fall garden in the ground and start reaping some benefits from it. And we're here to help you do a better job and enjoy it more. So welcome now to the garden program. And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. And in here this morning, we just passed the middle of September.
And I've already harvested my first broccoli.
You're
out
harvesting?
Of the garden. Already harvested.
I didn't know it was a hot weather crop.
Well, that's where a lot of people are. Showed it on television. See, I don't hide my stuff. I don't sneak around.
I didn't get to see that. What was that head, about the size of a tennis ball?
Well, that was the problem. That was the point I was making. I planted these broccoli. I planted this broccoli before the tomatoes.
Oh,
planted before my tomatoes, so it was in July.
Yeah,
and
102.
Oh yeah, it was hot. Yeah. They went through a lot of 100-degree temperatures. Never sprayed them. The worms attacked them a couple of times, but I didn't spray them.
It was room enough for all of them.
I just figured if they'd eat it, let them have it. And then they went ahead and made heads, as you indicated there, since we don't have television here, about the size of let's say a tennis ball.
Okay.
About the size of a tennis ball, maybe a little bit larger. But some baseball size, I guess. But normally they should get as big as a dinner plate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say normally. That is normal if you grow them in the right season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the whole crux of the television program was, first of all, to show people that you can produce broccoli regardless of how hot it is. Now, I was using the Green Comet variety, and that's because almost any broccoli does well if you plant it at the right time in the fall. But I was using the Green Comet variety, and it will go ahead and mate in the heat in 60 days from the day you transplant it to 60 days to harvest. But the main thing I was pointing out to people that I hope they got, that you can show them on television so much better, is how to know when that broccoli is going to get as big as it's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And we want it to get as big as it's going to get. If you can't judge it. I cannot tell you, well, when it gets big as a dinner plate, it's as big as it's going to get.
Yeah.
Because some people will fertilize and side dress differently. Some people have better growing areas. Some people have better growing techniques.
Ooh.
I think that's a nice way to put it, growing techniques. In other words, some people don't foul it up. Some people do. It's kind of like our saying for today. Let's see, where did I say it? Nobody ever made a law that would prevent a man from making a fool of himself.
I wish they would.
I said
huh?
man, I should say a person.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever make a law that would prevent a person from making a fool of him or herself. Now, so I'm here today. I want to tell you exactly how to harvest all these fall vegetables. You know, we've gone through some grief trying to get this stuff established and growing. And so I want to tell you how to be sure to know when to harvest it. Now, basically on the broccoli, we indicate on television, when broccoli is forming and cauliflower, this is true with cauliflower, it looks like a single unit. It looks like a single unit that's almost together. It looks like, it's one whole unit. But then as it begins to break up, as you begin to see little match head buds, and what broccoli and cauliflower is a bunch of little individual florets or flowers. And when you begin to see those individual florets or flowers look like match heads sticking up, that thing's as big as it's going to get. And you take it. You need to cut it off. Now, broccoli, as some people obviously don't know, makes side shoots. So you continuously harden. Now, granted, they're not as big as the main center head.
Nowhere near.
But it doesn't matter because you just harvest more of them. They make a lot of them, so you harvest a lot of them. And besides that, well, you know, when you take that great big head in the house to cook it, I know you're not much of a cook, but most people cut that up anyway. So
that's
you
right.
don't know whether it's one big head or a bunch of little heads that have been, the big head has been cut up. So anyway, take it when it's at its, but don't take it too early. I've had people say, hey, you were right about that broccoli. I harvested it the other day and it was wonderful. I said, how big was it? About the size of a golf ball. Well, they harvested the minute they saw it. So what I'm saying is, make sure it's at its optimum before you take it. When we get back, we'll talk about some other things that they're at their optimum, how to tell when they're at their optimum.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. We are at the halfway point. Get back to Jerry and get to harvesting some more fall garden products right after this.